Welcome back to the Revis Rundown. I'm here with special guest Troy Clark. Troy is a sophomore education major. And Troy, how you doing today, man?
Dude, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Well, this podcast is kind of going to be a little bit of a here and there questions. If you don't mind, you sharing a little bit about yourself, like where you came from and who you are.
Yeah, so I was born in Fort Worth. August 12th, 2003, we lived in Weatherford. So after that, went back to Weatherford. You know, we spent a few years there. You know, parents moved. We went to Fort Worth, where I live now. Went to high school at a little private school in Fort Worth, and now I go to LCU.
What brought you to LCU?
So my mom actually works with, used to work with Landry McCready's dad, Rory.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. So we went to a wedding. I don't remember exactly who it was, maybe a sister or something like that. Got to talk with Miss Cindy McCready. She was telling me about how awesome LCU is. So I hadn't actually, you know, applied to any colleges yet. So I just decided that it would be a good idea to, you know, throw one in there just in case. Didn't know too much about the school, but it was the only college that I applied to. So we're here now. Wow.
So you're a sophomore, correct?
Yeah.
So it's only a year that you've, 2 years roughly, you've been here.
Yeah.
How has LCU impacted you so far?
So first semester, I actually didn't like LCU. I wasn't involved in any student body events. I stayed in my room a lot and, you know, really focused on school. Didn't have a ton of friends, had about four good friends that I talked to a lot. But, you know, it kept me going and had some stuff happen at the end of the semester last year. Last year, the fall semester of 23, came back spring semester of 24, you know, started hanging with the student section and stuff like that, got a little bit more fun, took a load off a little bit from work and school. But, you know, ended up becoming more, I feel like I was closer to God through chapel and started going to church again, started working out, stuff like this, just ways to really better myself spiritually and physically and mentally.
Okay. So let me ask you this, if it's not too personal.
No, you're good.
When you were coming to LCU, did you have any, like, ideas or, like, any intention of wanting to play a sport here or anything?
So I played baseball in high school, and I was thinking about walking on because I was in the best shape of my life, or so I thought, and ended up actually snapping my ligament in my elbow, the UCL. But, you know, I thought about it, and I don't think that I would have been good enough to play anyway. But I'm thinking about this summer maybe hopping on a throwing program, little regiment, and seeing if I can get my velocity up now that I'm in better shape. And you know, if everything goes well, my goal is to consistently sit like 88, 87.
Okay.
So if I'm staying around that area, I might walk on something like that. I've been talking to, my buddy Liam, Scott, plays on the baseball team. And he was talking to me about, you know, we had 14 seniors graduate this year. So there's a lot of spots on the team that need to be filled. And, you know, I've only seen three or four guys commit so far, for baseball. So, yeah. You know, if all goes well, come back and do that.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, something not a whole lot of people know about me either is, you know, okay, so I'm a junior now. And when I first came here, my goal was to come and play basketball here because, I mean, Lubbock is just a special place for me. It's my second home, truly. And really, I, you know, I grew up going to the Lubbock Christian basketball camps and stuff. And so I was involved a lot. And it's just always kind of been a dream for me to play basketball somewhere. Especially somewhere I can call home and that my parents don't have to drive far or even, you know, really it's just all about family for me. Mm. Like, it's not so much to make them proud as much as people would think it is. And that's not what drives me to continue to be here or anything. It's more of a, I wanted to prove to myself because a lot of people counted me out. A lot of people didn't even think I'd be sitting here across from me at this point in college, a junior in college. So really, it's just like I came in with the idea, oh, I could do it. But I was also like, I started out, I just needed a foot in the door at luckily I was blessed to be a part of that team with Lloyd Daniels, Parker Hicks, Amir Muhammad, and Zach Stepp and all them. Like great players, great teams. And it was just more of like, you know, you sit there, you get around it, you get to experience it. And I kind of had the same idea you did. I thought I was in one of the best shapes ever. Mm. And then I was rudely awakened by, holy, the 6 a.m.s were even crazier than the afternoon practices, and practicing about 4 hours, 3 hours a day, you know, that can also take it out of you too. And I was just like, man, like really, it's not even all about me wanting to just play. It was just like, man, I wonder if I can make a way for kids back home to just have that hope. Mm. You know, the kids that are written off and everything. So that was kind of my thing. But did you ever have anything like that back home, like where you were just like, okay, well, I want to at least give hope back home to like some kids that maybe they weren't thinking about college, but maybe just give them a little bit of a light to go to?
Yeah, so it's not really for sports. You know, whenever I was a kid, I was really heavy set. Got bullied a lot, elementary, middle school, ninth grade. But, you know, that's just part of it. You know, makes you a little tougher. Sophomore year, I was pretty heavy. I was sitting about 275, 280. And I was like, you know, like, I need to change this. And never got around to it until about senior year. Played football sophomore year, didn't enjoy it, you know, stayed in that same spot and got bigger, sitting like 295 senior year, lost a lot of weight, got down to 230, didn't have a lot of mass, but, you know, like senior year, I was like, you know, I'm a senior, I need to like, you know, start looking a little bit better. I don't want to be, you know, the fat guy.
Right.
But, you know, came to LCU, was in a relationship for a little bit, and that was good. Kind of lost myself there, gained a lot of happy weight. But, you know, ended around, you know, last semester. So come back this January, really started getting in the gym. I weighed 295, January 6th, and I'm at the point now where I'm around 245. So I'm consistently losing weight.
Well, you're looking great. You look like you're in great shape right now.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. You know, I used to think the gym is like this scary place. You know, I used to be worried about getting judged and stuff like that.
Oh, so. Yeah. I mean, it is intimidating when you first go in there. And I mean, shoot, whenever I started actually going to a public gym my senior year in high school, it was one of the most nerve-wracking things because it was just like, oh man, like these guys have been putting in the work and they're just going to look down on me, when that's far from the truth. They're happy to see someone else get in there and try to chase their goals and their dreams. And, you know, here's the thing too, is like mindset is everything. Mm. You don't have to have like a bad past per se, or something that motivates you all the way, like from a bad experience, to just hop in there. Like if you're just unhappy with how you look, or you just think, man, I can do so much better. Mm. That's really all you need.
Yeah.
But, you know, speaking of mindset, like what's your mindset now, you know, that all this has happened, you know, now we're here in a podcast, you know, me and you are here. What's your mindset going on,
excuse me,
from now school's about to end and you're going to go into the summer? So what's your mindset on coming back next year and everything?
So my big goal, I really want to go back, you know, go back home and continue like getting in the gym, you know, continuing to better myself. My goal is to be just a completely different person when I get back. You know, freshman year here, full 2 semesters, I was pretty big. Didn't really do anything about it, thought I would be fine. You know, I'm a tall guy, so, you know, sometimes it balances out. But, you know, even when people don't think I looked my worst, I felt my worst. But I want to come back, you know, during the summers. I work at the zoo in Fort Worth, and, you know, I walk probably 15, 20 miles a day. So I want to, you know, continue to use that to, you know, shave a little bit off the belly. Come back next year, spiritually better as well. I'm going to start going to church a lot more. You know, I lost that, as I, transitioned from high school to college, lost a lot of that. Been a little bit better this semester though. You know, I've been going with, London, you know, to South Plains and stuff like that. And, Turner, you know, we went to the, IABC a while ago, and it was pretty fun. But yeah, I just want to come back spiritually better, physically better, mentally better, just as a whole, be in a lot better place than I am now.
So now let me ask you this. Do you think LCU has helped you a lot get back into it spiritually?
Yeah, I think so. First semester was not in the right place. Didn't really like the chapels. You know, I missed a lot of chapels, and this semester I missed a few too, and had some health issues and stuff along the way like that. And but yeah, I feel like being in a Christian environment has really helped me a lot. You know, I was in the gym the other day. Actually, I was talking to Braxton Floyd, and he was talking to me about, you know, just like some stuff that's been going on with us. And, you know, he really like helped me open my eyes. 'Cause most of the time, whenever you're down, you just think, you know, what can I do to fix this situation? And you don't really think about like, how can I use God's word to fix this situation? So, hopefully I'll be in talks with him this summer and, you know, stuff like that, and be able to, you know, talk to him a little bit about stuff like that.
And a lot of stuff like that too is like, well, I'll be the first one to tell you, I'm not one to really ask for help. And I think that once I finally stopped pouring into people that didn't really pour back into me, if that makes sense, I really started to find a way. And I finally got over the fact of being scared to ask for help and just to, hey man, like a simple, like such, like for example, like I've been talking to Tyrus a lot. He's helped me through a lot of times where I just sat there and like, man, like maybe I shouldn't pursue basketball. Maybe it's just this crazy dream that I have as a small town kid with these big city dreams, you know? And, you know, as cliche as that sounds and everything, I mean, really, it's just God gives you these dreams for a reason to chase. And I don't think they're by accident. I don't think that they're just there just to be there either. Everything that God does has a purpose. And, you know, it's just one of those things. I mean, you got to surround yourself with people that challenge you, not just yes, man, you know, because the people that will sit there and tell you yes, they're not necessarily being honest with you. And sometimes everyone needs to hear the hard truth, whether it hurts you or not. It really builds you up as a person, and it helps you work on little things too, that maybe you didn't see or blind to. Because, I mean, you do it so often, you know? But, it's like me and you, we're really good friends.
Yeah.
And, if we didn't become friends, I mean, I don't think I'd be able to go out here and talk to more people and stuff, because you're well, you know, out there with people. You hang out with a lot of groups and stuff. And me, on the other hand, complete opposite. I'd rather stay in my room and, you know, just be to myself, you know, just kind of move in silence kind of idea.
Yeah.
But I've also realized too, that like really you kind of do need a good group of people, good group of guys, whoever it is, to help you out and kind of guide you in a sense.
Yeah. I'd say like, you know, usually like thinking about friend groups and stuff like that, you know, you're thinking I need them. And, you know, sometimes like people need someone to talk to, and you can completely switch your viewpoint and say, you know, maybe they need me. Stuff like that. So, you know, like whenever you first get into it, you know, you're starting to become friends with people, and, you know, you don't know them very well. You kind of keep lower. But then like, as as that evolution happens between your friendship with those people, you start to, you know, understand what they're going through. You know, you could be going through something, but they could be going through something that's, you know, 10 times worse.
Right. And the thing is too, is like, no matter what it is, whatever people go through, is like, we can all help each other with anything. Like if you were going through something and say you didn't know, but I had gone through a similar situation, I mean, I could pour into you decently, you know, and just be like, hey man, I got you. Like, I got your back. And that was also another thing I kind of struggled with, is like, I thought the stuff that I went through was only in my life, that I was the only person on this world to ever go through something like that. But then when I got out there and started talking to people, I was also like, man, I'm not, like, literally there's so many other people that have gone through the same thing. And I'm just trying to reach out now and be like, hey man, how do I deal with this? How do I do this? And it's also about like what that friend group does. I mean, you don't want to be around a group that just wants to sit there and either not do anything, or they'll be doing the most, you know? Mm-hmm. But man, I mean, so far LCU has been a good place to me.
Yeah.
And I'd love to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm glad that I was able to get you on this podcast to talk a little bit about, like, you know, who you are, where you're from, and, you know, how LCU has shaped you so far. I mean, you still have two more years here, and, I mean, best of luck to you with it. I mean,
I appreciate it. Yeah.
But we're going to wrap it up here. And, like I said, Troy Clark, thank you so much for being on this podcast with me. And, be here, tune in for our next podcast soon. We're going to have another very special guest. So thank you.